A document released this week by State Inspector General Glenn Cunha studied eligibility information from those benefiting from the state and federally funded Transitional Aid to Families with Dependent Children program. The cash assistance program is overseen by the State Department of Transitional Assistance. Inspector General Cunha estimates that up to $25 million in benefits is potentially being sent to the wrong hands.
That isn't to say that every person whose file we reviewed that was incomplete aren't eligible for benefits, because if DTA had followed up with individual families and had contacted them about whatever forms were missing, the family may have been able to provide those forms and in fact then would have demonstrated their eligibility.
To be eligible for the program, low-income households must include a dependent child or pregnant mother. Children old enough must also be enrolled in school and have up-to-date vaccinations. A valid Social Security number is also required, as is usually participation in a work program. Inspector Cunha says that because benefits have only increased 10% since 1989, the money must be distributed wisely to avoid fraud and to ensure assistance reaches those most in need.
When there's $25 million of potential waste, there may be individual families who are getting benefits that don't qualify, and then there may even be people out there who may be eligible but have been turned down because there are a lack of resources.
In response to the report, Republican State Representative Shauna O'Connell of Taunton, who led the push for welfare reforms in the last legislative session, has introduced a new bill to target not only cash assistance fraud, but wasteful spending in all programs under the umbrella of the Department of Transitional Assistance.
My bill actually addresses the cash assistance program, the SNAP program, and MassHealth. And, you know, this cash assistance program, where we found upwards of $25 million being wasted and abused in taxpayer money, that's only one of the programs that DTA runs. They also run the SNAP program, so I can't even begin to imagine how much fraud and abuse is in that program as well.
And Senate Minority Leader Republican Bruce Tarr provided WAMC with a statement via email that reads in part, quote, "It's unacceptable that taxpayers would be asked to pay more while millions are being wasted. Equally unacceptable is the diversion of precious dollars to support those in need from people who deserve them to those who do not," unquote. The IG office did state that the Department of Transitional Assistance is complying with eligibility rules and is making changes to improve the eligibility verification system, but the office also recommends improvement and standardization of eligibility documentation, increasing staff training, and enhancing enforcement, among other provisions. A call from the Department of Transitional Assistance was not returned in time for broadcast. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.